Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am joined live tonight in my basement by none other than
Dork Almighty!
Dork Almighty Matt Minar, and I begin the official show timer now.
I hear heavy footsteps above. It would not be your wife.
We are also joined tonight by our esteemed guest, Johnny Monitor.
Johnny Monitor, welcome, and what do you have to say tonight?
Nothing, but I'm thinking that we should have like a segment, like Johnny Monitor's question of the day.
Kind of like a what-if scenario.
Like, what if you moved me and put me away?
What if monitors were able to give you feedback on what you were surfing on the internet?
Did you see the website that can clean your monitor?
No, I did not.
I have to bring that up.
I know there's that window cleaner screensaver.
And we also are joined tonight by
the Master Googler.
Dan the Master Googler. And which is and Johnny Monitor.
Johnny Monitor. Who is now flaunting a great jacket.
Yeah. We're joined tonight by Dan the Master Googler, and that's an impressive thing because this cat is getting married like very, very soon.
Next month. No, and 2 months.
Pretty much should not be let out of the house.
Wait a minute.
Just because there's so much fucking work involved.
Luckily, we're ahead on most things, so.
Hopefully the budget.
Yeah, right. That's been blown since day one.
Okay, good. Danny's like, cool. Hey, look, let's do it for 100 bones.
I'm cool with the courthouse.
I'm cool with the courthouse and corn dogs. What's the matter with you?
Is that one up? Volume is down.
Is your mic turned on?
The volume is turned all the way down.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fuckers.
Doi.
Is there a bottle opener down here?
Yeah, where's the popper topper?
Did you stop at the store and buy beer, too? No? Oh, you just... Okay.
Well, we got to do it. They're getting old, so you got to do it a couple of times.
There you go.
A little magnet inside, too, to grab it.
Impressive, huh?
Yeah.
Tonight's show brought to you by Great Lakes Brewing Company.
Great Lakes Brewing Company.
Holy Moses and Blackout Stout.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Great Lakes Brewing Company. We only use the finest water dredged from the Cuyahoga River. Our beer is subtly flavored by the urine of zebra mussels.
And mercury from the steel
mercury,
factory.
And mercury.
I find that it imparts a distinctly metallic taste to the beer. But smooths out the finish.
Right. It's kind of like the beer kind of tastes like if you would have taken the bottle cap off, bent it in half, and dropped it into your beer.
And had
and
it dissolved.
And drank it the rest of the way. And,
exactly.
Yeah. Or no. It's like drinking it through an aluminum foil screen.
Exactly.
No.
A new form of straw for all
no,
the people
No, I'm just kidding.
Out there.
Great Lakes beer is as good a beer as you'll find in the country, in my opinion.
It really is.
It's certainly among the top of the nation microbrewers. Great Lakes, New Belgium Brewery. Mm-hmm. Who's the Flying Dog Brewery?
That dog,
Flying Dog. Yep.
Yeah, Flying Dog. Bells. Is that the one with the 60-second IPA or 60-minute? Or is that Dogfish?
That's
head?
Dogfish.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have In Heat Wheat is another one. I think.
Yeah. In Heat
dog.
Wheat.
Yep.
In Heat Wheat.
Yep.
That's just. You know, I tell you what's gotten out of hand is the names people are giving to their beers.
You know what grinds my gears? The names that people give to beers. What the hell's with Old Bastard? Old Leg Humper.
Is that Thirsty Dog? Who's that one?
Old Leg Humper? I think it's Thirsty Dog, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Raison d'être.
Raison d'être.
Yeah.
All
right,
so anyway. What do we have to talk about? I went to that Microsoft event.
I did too.
I did.
I was there.
When?
Last Thursday? 2 Thursdays ago?
Well, yeah.
And you got Vista?
I have Windows Server 2008, Visual Studio 2008, mm-hmm. and what, SQL Server 2008?
Yep. And you didn't get Vista?
Was I supposed to get? I don't know. Maybe I did get Vista. Oh, yeah. I got Vista Ultimate. That's what I got. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm not running Vista at home now. That's why I told you last night.
Not for resale.
Not for resale, but.
Did you rebuild your machine?
Not for resale, but I'm gonna sell it anyway.
I was just looking at XP's end of life roadmap.
2010?
No. They extended. It's 2014 is the end of...
Patching?
The complete end of life.
All I know is if Windows 7 is any good at all, anybody who has Vista will flock to it immediately. Right. Or as I like to call it, Windows ME. 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Any more days, I'm looking for driver support before I switch.
That's right.
I've been impressed.
I had problems with it. Well, but you just picked it up, and it's what, a year and a half after its release?
It came with SP1, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a bunch of bullshit. Server 2008 comes pre-installed with SP1. That doesn't.
No, not server. Vista.
I thought Server 2008 came with
SP1. No, I don't think there is an SP1 for
Server
2008.
It just came out, but it hasn't been released. So it's out there.
It just came out, so it's out, but it hasn't been released.
Right. That didn't make
sense. There's an oxymoron.
It sounds like a shit that forces its way out of your ass.
Speaking of shit, my dog ate a towel.
Your dog ate a towel?
He ate a towel.
Dan, your dog.
Yeah. So the other day, he's running in our backyard like he's taking a shit, but he's running. I'm like, what the fuck? And there's something hanging out of him, so I'm like, what the fuck is that?
No.
So I go out there and look, and there's one of our dish towels hanging down. So I said, well, hang on, Truman. So I went and put on some gloves and started the pull. And he didn't like it very much.
No. Why didn't you just let nature take its course and let the towel come out all the way?
It was raining, and I just wanted to finish it off, get it over with. So I pulled the whole towel out.
It was a real Truman show.
Oh. Indeed.
That is disturbing.
This towel needs an enema.
It fucking stank.
Please tell me you destroyed that towel.
Oh, right in the trash can outside. Okay, yeah. He never came in. So. It was fucking gross.
That's fucking terrible, dude. That's terrible.
So, what do you think about 2008?
I don't know. So, I haven't installed it anywhere yet.
Neither have I. Supposedly, it comes stripped down, so you can run an OS version that is nothing more than really a command line.
Really?
So you only run the pieces that you want. IIS 7 is on now, and there's supposedly some big improvements in that, and we've got it deployed in a couple test spots already at work, so we'll see what comes out of
that. What was so bad about IIS 6?
There's a lot of things that they can improve on.
You know, I'm not a web guy.
Right.
I'm not really up on the old web technology. The work that I do for my clients on their websites is typically on the back end, and it's amateurish. And hacktastic. Thank you.
I can't say what all is integrated with it off the top of my head, but
with IIS 7 or
what's changed?
We're not evaluating either 2008 or the next version of IIS. In fact, if anything, we're holding off going to Vista for probably another release cycle. Won't even look at it until 2009.
We are just not deploying XP.
Oh, really?
When I started last October,
yeah.
So October of 2006,
right.
I was in the first batch of people to get XP. So now it's on a full rollout schedule for everybody.
That's a release to everybody. If anything, right now we're looking at full system encryption upgrades. We had been using a product pre... I'm really low, aren't I?
No, it's okay. Probably. Put on the headphones.
Check, check, check. That's much better. Yeah, that's more typical Matt voice.
Go down just a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want your waveforms being cut off at the top.
So I was waxing curious as earlier in the show. What is above the midpoint of the waveform and what's below? Like, what's the information there? I thought that both ends would be, you know, the same, and they're clearly not.
Right, so you're... I don't know. That's a good question.
Come on, dude. You're the sound man.
Not for that stuff.
Yeah. What you need to imagine, Matt, is it's not... It's only shown to you this way. Okay?
Showing you gain.
No.
It's
not,
actually showing.
Here's what the problem... Here's what Matt doesn't realize, okay? No, wait, Dan. Wait, hold on. Don't... Look. No. It's on VNC. It's gonna... Don't do it.
I'm not gonna touch anything. I'm just looking at this.
Don't fucking touch it, you fucker.
Just by observing it, you're changing it.
Heisenberg. Seriously, it's like, God, fucking cocksucker. You're looking at about...
There goes our explicit rating.
Looking at about 8 to 10 seconds there.
But of delay.
Here's the problem. What you're not seeing is because it's so compressed, is that everything is looks like this.
That's what I thought. It was sinusoidal, but it is clearly not.
It is.
In display form.
No, you can't. You just can't see it. It's too compressed. If we spread it all the way out, you would just see this, and it would change shape, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a wave. It's just a wave.
You're a little low as well.
It's a wave?
That's a little better.
Catch a wave.
All right. Wipe out.
A new book called Eat This, Not That.
Oh, wait a minute. I have a Tales from the Dark Side.
Oh, good. Oh, we have no Tim Wurzel's Bare Metal Quest of the Week because he's sick. So.
Sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
Feel better, Tim.
Yes, that flu bug is the shit.
Yeah, you had it, didn't you?
I had literally. Fucking 4 days. Oh, my God.
That's right. Your fever is like 102.
Yep. I was impressed with myself, actually.
Dory.
I haven't had 102 in a while.
Dory looked like Lilu at the very end of Fifth Element when she disables...
When she was naked in the regenerator?
No, she didn't quite look like Lilu then. No. However, she close.
The tail from the
close.
Dark side.
Very, very close. But you remember when Lilu finally kicks in as the ultimate weapon?
Yes.
This big beam comes shooting out of her mouth?
Oh, yes, the projectile beam.
Yeah, so that's what Dory looked like in that direction and in the other direction.
Ugh.
Ow.
After Honduras, that's how I felt. Just on my ass, though.
Honduras.
Terrible. Yeah.
Not so much.
Don't drink the beer.
Don't drink the beer.
It's made with the local water.
Exactly. The beer would be safer than
drink
the water.
Imported beer.
Imported beer?
Yes.
Well,
because anything made with the local water is going to be a little bit questionable.
Well, they reuse bottles down there, too.
Oh.
So we would take the tops off of our Coca-Cola Light. Mm-hmm. It's not Diet Coke. And you could see like grime build up around the rim of the bottle. So who knows where it came from. We were brushing our teeth in the bathroom, licking out of the toilet. Who knows?
Oh, Jesus.
Sex in the jungle. It's hard to say.
Licking a whore's ass. How could you possibly get E. coli from that? A new, what?
Oh, anyway. Oh, yeah. So when I texted you, you bastard, who didn't respond.
Which night?
Hey, you bastard, you didn't respond.
Last week sometime. No, it was what's today? Tuesday? Would have been like Thursday or Friday, I think. Something like that. Anyway, so I go to turn on my computer. I turn it on. I walk away, and the fucking thing didn't boot. I come back. It's sitting at the damn black screen, not even the BIOS screen anymore. I'm like,
uh-oh.
I just rebuilt this motherfucker. I'm a little bit pissed. So I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Uh-oh.
So I hard power cycle it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, nice. And
Melissa's tits look great.
Easter bunnies.
Those are not Melissa's.
No, they're not. Melissa's not 47.
I was going to say.
What did you say?
Melissa's not 47 years old.
And she's not as free as Stacy is with showing off.
That's very
assets.
True. That's very true.
Anyway, so.
It wouldn't boot.
I ended up hard cycling it, brought it back. It got to BIOS, wouldn't boot again. Windows, you don't get anything. It stops at the BIOS screen and just goes black.
Really?
Nothing.
Like a drive died.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, shit, my hard drive, brand new. As of, you know, last October, just took a shitter.
Took a shitter?
Yeah. So I text the master Googler. I'm like, dude, you know, isn't there supposed to be some kind of recovery? I put in the XP2. I put in the XP2 install CD. And was like, all right, I'll just run a quick repair, get myself back to base. Couldn't even do that. So I ended up at the recovery council at the command line, okay. And let me just inform everybody out there
it's a pain in the ass.
That fix MBR, yes. Well, let me see. Here's the specific order I did. Check disk, which reported errors and fixed them. Fix MBR with the slash, like, force option or something of that sort. And then fix boot, rebooted, all was well. It took me 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You have to be pretty careful about fix MBR. And fix boot if certain Dell computers, laptops in particular.
The utility partition.
It's not so much the utility partition, but if you... The thing is, they can develop boot problems, and it just sits in this sort of boot record situation. If you do fix MBR, you've ruined it forever. You can't get it back.
Really?
But if you do like fix boot, it'll be fine.
That's
but
a little
I,
bit
but
bizarre.
I went to a I was at a client and I went to a website looking up this particular thing and I'm reading the this discussion group like and it's no problem fix MBR and then fix boot and you're done.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh great, so I do it And then it didn't work. I'm like, and I scroll down like two posts later. It's like, dude, whatever you do, do not, not do fix MBR or whatever. I don't remember which one it was exactly. I was like,
You know, between Dell laptops exploding, catching fire, causing mass hysteria.
Yeah.
And the inability for you to run common recovery utilities. I don't know if Dell's a buy recommendation anymore.
They're so freaking cheap.
We're getting rid of them at the
Are you?
At my company.
We're all HP as well.
That's where we're going to.
You're going to HP?
Yep.
In my opinion, HP has better servers as well, even though we're an all Dell shop.
I don't have a problem with Dell servers.
I think mostly IBM server hardware.
The one thing I can't do, I'll never do IBM servers, ever.
Why?
Why?
Unless they've changed the fact that if they're remember at a certain software company,
yes,
the East Side, if any of those little voltage regulator modules went down, the thing wouldn't boot at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, gee, well, that's really neat and all. I'm so glad you're protecting our hardware and stuff, but what about our mission critical effing server?
Have decent, you know, disaster recovery and failover plans.
Dude, you remember what we were doing there? It
yeah,
wasn't
we all
sitting
know.
Around
we,
thinking
we,
about disaster we recovery
all know it was
and
subpar.
Failover. Subpar.
It was subpar.
75 employees running seamlessly. Never a single problem ever.
That you were able to even say that without busting up is
but
impressive.
But enough about the company software.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Anyway, so...
Speaking of that company, where's Drew tonight?
Where's Drew ever?
I don't think That's he loves true. Us anymore.
No, he's mad at us.
Drew doesn't
Probably
come to
mad
the show
us.
Anymore.
We all abandoned
as far as
ship.
I can
he
tell.
Declined my wedding, too.
Did he really?
He did. I was hurt, dumbfounded.
Wow.
Shocked, in fact.
He's so. Agoraphobic, maybe.
It could be. I don't know.
Like, he won't go
wow,
places
that's
unless
really
you,
unfortunate.
You pay him to. Oh, you know something we really ought to be talking about right now?
What's that?
Is are we going to go over to Nauticon? It's, like, in a week.
Seriously?
It's, like, April 4th and 5th.
Fuck. I didn't know that it was...
Well, yeah. I mean, because of all the constant correspondence from Froggy and Ty. We must have said something wrong to those guys or something.
Maybe we didn't. Maybe it's been going to Drew, and since he's not been participating, we don't know. Because he presented it last year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, when I showed up last year, they seemed very happy to see me, and were more than happy to let me in they were going to let
whatever.
Me in for free, and I said, no, I'll pay the
uh-huh.
press, you know.
Right.
But they seemed very happy to see me, they never return emails or anything. I sent them an idea to do a video game theme, name that tune.
That would be good.
And I laid it all out of how we might be able to do it, and,
yeah.
and this and that, and no, not even a, hey, that's cool, you know, yeah, that sounds great, or nothing. Nothing. Anyway, go to Nauticon.
I will be at in Rhode Island next weekend. So
good for you.
I'm out of the
Well, I should contact Jason, what the hell's his last name? Christ, Scott.
Jason Scott.
And,
from the Nauticon
from the
Radio.
J-Scow.
Yeah, the J-Scow.
Jason Scott cancellation of the week.
Yep.
And
from Nauticon
Radio.
I got
I got to tell him that, you know, are we going to go? Are you around? You want to do another, like, midnight to 3?
Oh, fuck.
Extended dialogue?
I think tonight
April 5th.
Is probably my last show as a single man, so. Because
now
the, wedding now
the
going
wedding's
to be
coming
up.
Yeah.
I'll say this to you, Dan. If you want to get out of the house and just have an hour and a half to 2 hours out of the house, you know, this would be a great thing you could do. It doesn't cost you anything, and you know, you can just say to Melissa, like, you know what, I'm really stressed out. I just need a little bit of time to myself. I'm just, you know what girls really respond to? They don't respond to this whole, like, I just need some time to myself. That doesn't resonate with women. But if you actually give them what they really want, which is a little insight into what's going on with your emotional state, you can get anything you want from them. So if you say something like, I just need a little time away because this whole wedding thing's making me really nervous and it's making me really scared and I just need
I think that's a bad idea.
I think it's a bad idea too.
Yeah. You don't want to tell her that you're scared about the wedding.
Right.
You could
say
that.
Okay, don't
say
about scared about commitment. You say, like, I'm just really worried that people might not have a good time or whatever, and I'm just
How about this?
Worried about all the details. I just need to think about something else for a couple of hours.
I'm a little overwhelmed with the details.
Overwhelmed. See? Overwhelmed. That's a hot word. Yes. That's a hot word.
But the good news is, I can tell her that I'm going to drink a beer whenever I want to go drink a beer.
Yeah.
And go do it. She might get mad for a little bit, but she loves me.
That's because you're not married.
Right.
Oh my God! Wait till she's pregnant. Holy shit! What the fuck is that up there? Is that a basket full of fortune? Oh no! Okay, those are dried roses. I thought it was a basket full of fortune cookies. I'm like, damn, that bitch be holding out on me.
Well, that was a non sequitur.
I'm sorry. You know what? I do that all the time. Dude, Dory gets so pissed. We're driving somewhere, and she'll be like. She'd be like, honey, I just think that, you know, it's really important that you and I, and also I'll be like, holy shit, did you see that Applebee's? That thing was huge! You know, or something like that. And she'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I'm telling you, that's how my mind works, man.
Oh. I know.
I gotta read something. This is awesome. A new book called Eat This, Not That shows photos of foods you shouldn't eat and their more reasonable substitutes. Here is its list of the top 8 worst foods in America.
Number one
for you.
What?
Worst fast food meal, it says, is McDonald's Chicken Selects premium breast strips with creamy ranch sauce.
The sauce is the
870
killer.
Calories.
That's the sauce is the killer.
Yeah, but that's Chicken Select. 870 calories, that's nothing, man. What about that damn Hardee's?
Oh, 1600, yeah.
Have you ever had that?
I would love to.
I did once on the turnpike coming back from Chicago.
On the Indiana Turnpike. That was a mistake. On the Indiana Turnpike.
Exactly. I was on the way back and I saw it and I said, you know what?
I've got to do it. I'm going
to
eat one.
So I started to eat it and got halfway through and just about puked my brains out on the freeway.
No way.
It was good, but it's so...
Over the top.
Yeah, it's like drinking fat.
Whoa.
Okay. By the way, speaking of drinking fat, I was listening to Mike and Mike in the morning and... Mike, you know, have you ever listened to Mike and Mike? Mike Greenberg and Mike Golick. Mike Golick, who's a hometown boy.
Right, used to be
from Cleveland.
Lyman
went to St. Joe's. No, he played for the Eagles. I don't think he ever, and like the Oilers or something. He never actually played for the Browns, I don't think. He went to Notre Dame. Anyway, and Mike Greenberg's like, you know, ESPN, like, anchor type guy, radio guy.
Greenbaumberg.
And they have a bet going on their tournament picks. And Mike Greenberg's like this kind of like nerdy Jewish guy, skinny, not an athlete, a little bit of a metrosexual maybe. And so he has to if he loses, his hair has to be a different color for a whole week, like every show. So like 5 days in a row, his hair has to be a different color each day.
That's a rough bet
for him,
especially for him,
and especially.
TV.
Well, not only that, but especially because they broadcast the thing on ESPN, too, also.
Yeah, that's a rough thing.
So, okay, fine.
I feel bad for his makeup person.
But Mike Golick, if he loses, like, every day, has to go up against, like, the reigning champion in a food-eating contest.
Oh.
And, like, Mike Greenberg gets to pick the food or whatever.
Hiroki!
Well, he was talking about possibly having to go up against the world champion, the current world record eater of mayonnaise.
They have a world champion of mayonnaise.
Like 4 ounces?
No, I believe he ate like 8 cups of mayonnaise in 32 minutes or something.
That's disgusting.
Dude, have you ever seen Cool Hand Luke?
Sure.
It's been a long time, but yes.
What, like you the 50 hard-boiled 50 eggs?
50 hard-boiled eggs.
In an hour or something?
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway, moving on. The drink. Worst drink is the Jamba Juice Chocolate Mood Powder smoothie, 166 grams of sugar, which
Holy
equals
8 shit.
Servings of Ben and Jerry's.
Really?
Really.
How much is a serving of Ben and Jerry's? I mean, like, is that a cup of Ben and Jerry's?
Supermarket meal.
Do you have an ad for that place? No.
Supermarket meal. Pepperidge Farm roasted chicken pot pie, 64 grams of fat.
Jesus.
That sounds about right.
That's not breast meat.
No. quote-unquote healthy burger. The quote-unquote healthy burger is the Ruby Tuesday Bella Turkey Burger. 1,100 calories.
That's healthy?
Well, that's why healthy's in quotes.
Dude, I don't even want to know what... Wait. I don't even want to know what the Red Robin burgers are.
I'm
which
sure
are glorious
every
burgers.
Every bit is bad.
You've been to Fat Burger.
Yeah, we went to Fat Burger.
I don't think Fat Burger is very good. Not impressed.
Red Robin is better, I think.
Red Robin is
Red Robin is
the
better.
Best. You know who has a who had a damn good burger was Great Lakes Brewery Pub. But my
it's not there anymore. Their burger nowadays is shit. I don't like it at all.
Okay. Well,
best
sucks.
Burger in Cleveland? I don't remember the name of the bar. It was on Mayfield.
What, Spoto Burger?
The Spoto Burger. That's right.
Yeah, Spoto Burger.
Instead of cheese, it had a nice block of cream cheese on there. Yep. On a bacon cheeseburger with cream cheese. Yep. It's awesome. And, you know, as we know, we made them.
Yes. Yep. Yes, we did.
We made them. Yeah.
With that George Foreman-esque kind of...
With the electric griddle.
His griddle, remember?
Weren't you there?
At Noteworthy. You weren't there?
Shh.
Oh, at the company that is not to be named.
At Woteworthy.
I don't remember. I wasn't there. If you were there.
I had been promoted by then.
I was
sitting out by Brian Ayers. So you had to be.
Okay.
Maybe you weren't there that day. My grandmother sent me this, you know, electric griddle thing.
Right.
Not George Foreman. It's not
a closing thing.
It's just one of these electric pancake griddle. Yeah. You can flip it over there when it's got a raised like grill type surface.
Ah.
So I get this thing in the mail at work, and everyone's like, "Dude, let's break it in. Let's use it." I'm like, shit, yeah, let's do it. And we're like, what should we make? And we're all like, Spoto Burgers. So I go to Finest.
I must not have been here.
I went to Finest.
I don't know where you were,
man. I remember
this. Because I was even there.
I went to Finest.
Russ was there.
Well, it was me and Brian Ayers, believe it or not.
We're the
kings of this.
Yeah.
And I went to Finest, and I got, you know, hamburger meat, bacon, buns,
cream cheese,
lettuce, tomato, onion.
Yep.
And so, like, while Ayers is like prepping the toppings and shit, I'm cooking. I cook a whole thing of bacon on this thing in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I do the burgers, and we all eat these Spoto burgers. And the fucking connector hallway stunk of bacon for a week.
It was great.
I mean, it was in the wallpaper and the carpet. I mean, it was just, it was like...
Glorious.
It was, okay, moving on.
Bacon is
worst
good.
Worst airport snack.
I gotta
Cinnabon Classic Cinnamon Roll, 813 calories.
I was gonna say something from Starbucks, but...
Worst kids meal. Macaroni grill, double macaroni and cheese, 62 grams of fat.
For a kid?
For a kid.
Wait. From where?
Macaroni Grill.
Macaroni Grill.
Oh, Macaroni Grill. Oh, okay.
Salad. On the Border Grande Taco Salad with taco beef.
Ooh. Yeah, well,
that
done.
102 grams of fat and 2,400 milligrams of sodium.
Well, I mean, come on. That even made a... Was it Miller commercial? No. It was a Budweiser. Here's to you, Mr. Taco Salad Maker guy.
I haven't heard that one.
You've never heard that one?
No.
Oh, my God. That was great. He's like, oh, shit, I can't do it justice.
All right,
you guys will have
it.
To go Google,
have you guys
Google
been to
that
a,
commercial.
On the Border?
No.
No?
No. Is it good?
No.
It's your standard one step up from Chi-Chi's.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder what Rodeo would rank in on the calorie, you know, because we ate there a few
Mexican
times.
Mexican food
has
a lot of calories, especially if you get down with big time. Like, refried beans can be made with lard.
Yep.
You know, you're getting a lot of cheese, a lot of meat, a lot of tortillas.
Let's go to Luchitas.
Luchitas on the square closed.
On the square closed?
Yeah. On the square.
Whoa. I didn't know
that.
I haven't been there in a while.
West 117th was the first one?
West 117th was the first one, yeah.
And the worst dessert, they have Chili's chocolate chip paradise pie with vanilla ice cream, 1,600 calories, which equals 3 Big Macs. Which is shocking to me because I thought a Big Mac was made more than about 533 calories.
Man.
The most healthy sandwich from McDonald's supposedly is the quarter pounder.
I believe that.
That's the most healthy sandwich. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of extra stuff on it, you know?
Are you telling me that it's better for you than the grilled chicken without mayo on it or whatever?
I imagine if you went that route, no. But can you really consider the chicken a burger?
Oh, no. Did you say brother? You said sandwich. Yeah.
No, he said the best. I thought you said this is the best burger.
Maybe I did say sandwich. I don't know.
No.
I think it's the best burger on McDonald's menu, health-wise. Huh. And in my opinion, it's the best tasting burger. I'm not a big fan of the Big Mac. The third piece of bread doesn't do it for me. Third piece of processed white bread.
Yeah. I got to say Stone Oven makes some quite tasty deli-type sandwiches. Roast beef and Swiss is on top of my menu there.
What you got? At McDonald's?
All right, this is something interesting. This is a pundo3000.com Werbungen Realität 3000. It's in German. And what they do is they take, they compare photographs of food from the manufacturer and what's actually in the case. So, like, you open up like a
Stouffer's.
Like a, yeah. You get like this luscious picture of a fork plunging into a succulent, layered beef lasagna.
Stop
with,
it, you're turning with, me
yeah,
on.
I feel like I'm in a porn movie. Like, with like meat.
And I put on my wizard hat.
Like the, bonk, oh, bonk, God. Bonk. The ground beef is just glistening with beautiful fat.
Have you guys been to Stouffer's lately?
And
no.
What, the thrift shop?
Yeah.
No, have you?
No, I haven't.
That's owned by Nestle Corp, you know.
I assume it's still there.
Yeah. It's because the Nestle factory is right there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to go over there with some guys from work, but...
Why?
It's fun.
Yeah, it is kind of
Why
fun.
Is it fun?
It's a good way to spend your lunch. I still tell people about the controversy, you know, about filling up the freezer.
Yes.
At Noteworthy with Stouffer's.
Oh. Yeah.
People
do?
Getting mad and then me asking for a standalone freezer for the kitchen and them refusing to buy one.
When there were two standalone fridges in the IT room last known.
What?
There were two standalone fridges in the IT room.
Yep.
Last I know.
In the IT room?
Uh huh.
We moved in some fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, except we got to keep the hard drives cold.
Right.
Right. In fact, I think, you know, there was still some leftover Cheerios that Dad had there in one of the cabinets.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember Russ's...
Russ's rat incident?
Remember Russ's...
The rat hotel?
Well, Russ's box of condiments.
He said it was the rat hotel?
Well, I mean, they were all like...
Oh, like, wait, you were gone.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
dude.
Happened?
So, yeah, Russ... All right, so one of our coworkers, well, everybody knows him as the nicknameless Russ Miller... had been building, unbeknownst to all of us, rental properties at the company for Rodentius Americanus, or the common office mouse.
What had he been doing?
He had been storing packages of ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, fire sauce, the whole nine yards. It just piles up in the drawer. But he never opens the drawer ever. So evidently, some mice had found this... Dragon's hoard, his mother load of condiment bliss, and promptly gnawed their little sharp teeth into it and went to town. That was mouse crap all over the place. It was gross.
Imagine the shits those mice had.
Oh, dude.
After drinking the equivalent of a gallon of fire sauce. Oh,
awesome.
The equivalent of three times their body weight.
That,
and
that reminds me, I made Frankie an omelet for breakfast the other day, and I used pepper jack cheese.
Oh.
Because, you know, my doctor said he could have spicy food. It was okay to give him spicy food. He's old enough. So I'm like, all right, let's give him some pepper jack cheese, you know? I gave him a bite, and he puts it in his mouth, and he goes like, but then he chewed it up, and he ate it, and he was okay. And
good man.
He grabbed his milk, and he
made a man up.
Took another bite, he goes, and he just starts crying with his mouth open. He starts spitting it out. I'm like, shit, I had to get him something else.
So you went to Taco Bell?
What?
So you went to Taco Bell?
Yeah, so, no. So then what I, yeah.
Yeah, yeah so then just we find the mice in the drawer, and then we captured them in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And
yep, we had to put out traps, and yeah.
No, we caught them in the box.
Yeah, that was one of them, and then we put out the poison.
Did we?
Yeah, Lisa got them the next day. I don't know if you saw that.
Okay.
These are good.
Yes, they were released into the wild.
These are good. Okay, so look, this is the YWOW is pundo3000.com, pundo3000.com, and then you want to click on Project One, the Werbung gegen Realität. Like I said, it's in German.
It's Werbung. W's are V's.
Werbung gegen Realität.
Urban dog in Realität.
They show this luscious picture of a chicken sandwich on a KFC poster, and then they show what it actually looks like when you buy it. And
that's not too far off.
Not too far off.
The chicken lighting's a little different.
The chicken doesn't look nearly as, you know, mm-hmm. luscious, and the lettuce isn't
overcooked,
as
maybe.
Lively. Here would be a
wait. I have a question.
Like a cup of soup.
Hold on. I have a question. All right, crispy or original?
Crispy. You're asking
for
us.
For what?
Yeah,
for,
you.
For
oh,
the
there's
sandwich?
Only one answer.
What's the answer?
Original.
Ah.
They make their millions.
Crispy or original, Irv? Weigh in with your decision.
Popeyes.
You're a bastard. Stay
Popeyes
within the
better.
Confines of the goddamn question.
You think so? Is
KFC,
the
KFC, crispy, or original?
Probably crispy, but I would gladly eat original.
I would gladly eat original, but I too like crispy.
Really?
Now here's
if,
the question:
if I'm eating there, I'll get original. If I'm taking it home, I'll get crispy.
Yeah,
so
and
probably
I think
stay
I think
crispy.
It does. So there's the follow up, which will do justice to your original answer.
Okay.
KFC, Popeyes, or churches?
Well, Popeyes.
I'm a KFC guy.
I wouldn't go to churches because I don't want the steroids.
They all get their chicken from the same two
companies.
No.
Don't you know that in the African American community, they believe that church's chicken was putting like steroids and shit in the chicken to as some sort of do something to the black community?
Really?
Yes. This is what urban legend is like in the black community.
And
the
church's
they asked like I saw a documentary on this or something where they were talking to them. They're like, do you believe that church's chicken has like steroids in it to affect the black community or whatever? And they're like, hell yeah, you know. They're like, believe it,
but I still get it.
Huh.
That was a really touching
that was.
Portrayal.
I don't know, man. When I was down in Atlanta, the church's chicken is pretty good.
Well, church's chicken is good, but this was going around. This was a while ago. Maybe they've
the
given
question,
up that on that.
KFC, do you go for the coleslaw or the mashed potatoes?
Neither. Mac and cheese.
Really?
All right, look,
oh, yeah, it's
first
terrible
of all,
for you.
Popeye's coleslaw kicks KFC's
bullshit.
Ass. Popeye's biscuits kick everyone's ass. And Popeye's chicken is the best, too. So you
wait,
guys...
wait, what is Popeye got something
and
on you? I mean...
No,
yeah.
Popeye's is fucking awesome,
tonight's
dude.
Show brought to you by Popeye's chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeye's. Look.
Eat your spinach.
They used to have Dr. John doing their... Love that chicken from Popeye's. But they used to have something there called Cajun Sparkle. I don't think they have it anymore.
It was a little stripper.
Yeah, well, in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
It was a little packet of
Big
like seasoned salt.
The,
it was like a little packet
French
of
Quarter.
Like seasoned salt you could get. Dude, you have no idea how fucking awesome this stuff was.
Cajun
it was
sparkle.
Awesome. And then they have their like Creole, they have like a Creole mustard sauce. It's as good as anything you'll ever get anywhere. It's like a whole grain mustard sauce. It's off the heezy. Fo-sheezy. It's phenomenal. I'm telling Popeyes is the nuts.
All right.
Anyway, look, here's the picture of
actually, it was interesting.
Goulash.
Your list did not have any of the chicken major producers on it for that bad healthiness stuff.
You had the chicken tenders.
Yeah, but that
from
I'm talking like
from
I mean,
Mickey D's.
Like if you go and get a KFC dinner, you're got to be looking at like 10,000 calories.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one, right? This is herring and Eiersenf cream sauce.
Looks like apple.
Well, it looks like two beautiful herring fillets in a lovely like hollandaise looking sauce, you know, with little spices on top. Like little beautiful little chopped chives and stuff. Here's what when you open the can, that's what you get, my friend.
My God.
That is what you get.
Oh.
It doesn't really look like the picture.
That's like two girls in a cup.
Two girls, one cup.
Two girls in
it looks like
herring.
You know, it looks like three herring, one can.
Johnny Montana.
That's what it looks
screaming.
Like.
That was disgusting.
Doesn't look good.
Lemon
does it?
Party.
Dude, here's another one. Herring and tomato cream sauce.
I don't even want to see
this. Oh, you can't even see the herring. They're just drenched in red jizz.
It's not good.
As children, we develop weird tastes. Like, I couldn't stand liver, of course, because everybody doesn't like it or whatnot. But my grandfather used to have. Sardine sandwiches. It's just white bread with some
sardines
in the middle.
Sardines are fine.
It's just so salty.
And
they're good.
I thought they were fantastic when I was
really?
A kid. Yeah, I'm talking about fucked
would
up.
Would you eat one now?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I ain't never seen a herring, and I'm not thinking I want to.
A red herring.
Well, yeah.
Well, I like sardines.
Oh, speaking of red herrings, I have to I have to post a redaction.
What's the difference between a sardine and an anchovy?
They're two
different
totally
fish.
Different fish.
Okay, but same idea, same little short fish. That
I think anchovy are even smaller.
I agree.
Because I can't say I've ever had either one.
Well, Okay, look.
Sardine is like the spam of fish.
An anchovy.
Okay. I'm telling you.
Look, a sardine is going to be about that big. Okay,
it's like the entire
fish except the head and the tail.
And you eat the whole thing.
And you just eat the whole thing, bones and all.
Bones and all.
Yep.
And it has a very oily, salty flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're probably smoked.
They're probably smoked,
and they're packed in oil usually.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also get them packed in like mustard or tomato sauce. No, I don't think they're good for you. I think they're extremely high in sodium.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anchovies are little fillets. That's not like the whole fish like that. It's a little fillet.
Right.
And this thing is so power packed with salt. All right, it's probably packed in olive oil almost exclusively, and you put it on a pizza, or you put it like anchovy paste
uh-huh.
is something that you would use in Caesar salad dressing,
which most people don't do anymore because a lot of people don't like the anchovy part of the original Caesar recipe.
Well, let me tell
recipe.
You something. Go to Nick's Fish Market,
yeah.
in Honolulu, Hawaii,
in Honolulu,
and they will make a Caesar salad at your table, including the dressing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With a raw egg and anchovy paste and everything. Yep. And it was delicious.
Yeah, the original Caesar dressing is good, but to have it like on a weekly basis if you're going out to eat and getting a Caesar salad,
right.
it's a little rough.
Okay.
You know, it's too much. It's very powerfully flavored.
Yeah.
Like Irv said, anchovy is concentrated salt.
Hmm.
Very, very salty.
With anchovies and you bite into one, you know, without a doubt, that you just ate an anchovy.
Really?
Yeah.
An anchovy will overpower every other flavor on a pizza. But
really?
See, at least with a pizza, you get all the cheese and everything else to kind of mellow it out a little bit.
Yeah. Imagine if it wasn't mellow.
I mean, people, though, will just eat them.
Yeah.
People can just eat them. I mean, it's kind of like it would be the equivalent of just eating a spoonful of soy sauce.
Okay.
I mean, you might like that, but oh, my God. I mean, it would be so salty. So really, it's something that you use to flavor other things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who will crack open a can of anchovy fillets and just eat them. Or put them on crackers and eat them.
Same with saltines, you can easily put them on crackers. Sardines and saltines.
Yeah, you put them on like a water cracker or something like that.
Yeah,
it'd be good, you know? Yeah. No, not on a saltine. They're salty.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was using saltine in the generic, like Kleenex and Xerox and all that.
Well, how can you? Well, yes, you can do that because
a white cracker.
Well, saltine is the brand name of, I think,
of white crackers,
Nabisco or whatever.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just a
cracker.
Like the rest of us. A soda cracker or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a soda
cracker or something. Right.
I think that, can we name those now? Can we do Kleenex?
Kleenex.
Q-tip.
Xerox.
Q-tip.
Yeah, Q-tip, definitely.
Xerox.
Saltine. I'm going to say.
Dog chow?
Coke.
Yeah, Coke is ubiquitous.
Dog chow? Really?
Hey, he's being an ass. Google.
Yeah, if you Google something, you pretty much look it up on Google, though.
I've seen people who are not in the know, such as us, use it to refer to any search engine.
Okay. Maybe that's happening. Maybe we're in the midst.
Well, they were probably in the developmental stages there. If I was Google, I'd be very proud of that.
What about like a hefty bag?
Hefty bag,
or
definitely.
Or a Glad bag.
Yep.
Or no, a Ziploc bag.
Ziploc makes the list.
What about hefty bag?
I think I use that, but not a lot of people. I don't know that a lot of people do.
It might be on the fringe. Can anybody think of anything else?
Charmin. No.
No. It's toilet paper.
Yeah.
Toilet paper. Unlike
Kleenex.
You think of any others?
I'm processing. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing more exciting. There's no better radio than three guys sitting around thinking.
It's fantastically entertaining.
Think out loud, fam.
I would say Timex, but you see that on clocks. Or what's the other clock you see all the time? The Seth Thomas?
Huh?
Sanyo?
Seiko. There's one
Casio.
In the classrooms.
Pulsar.
What'd you call it? Oneida?
Rolex.
Clearly this isn't it.
Yeah. Omega.
Alpha.
Seth.
Tag Heuer.
Osiris.
School I went to a Tag Heuer.
Wait. Polo a...
A polo shirt, though, was used to play polo in. I don't think it... Or did Ralph Lauren?
I don't know.
Make
that's
the
why
polo shirt.
Levi's. That's why I'm
Levi's.
Saying,
maybe, Levi's. Maybe. Yeah. But I just call them jeans.
I would too. I think.
When I was a kid, they were always called Levi's, and I think we had Wranglers instead of Levi's. So
you had Wranglers?
I think so.
Did your parents have jobs?
Yeah.
Then why did you have Wranglers?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding,
my
man.
Parents are tightwads.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
come on, you had Wranglers growing up.
Fuck, I did not.
Oh, he was wearing Jordache.
Jordache, yeah.
No, I wasn't wearing Actually, to be perfectly honest, I couldn't even wear jeans until...
Husky?
My thighs were too fucking big. My thighs were too fucking big, out of proportion with the rest of my legs and shit, to wear jeans. Because if I got jeans that fit over my thighs, it was like... No, I mean, I could.
What's up, bitches?
No, I mean, I could, you know, like the waist would be ridiculous. So I couldn't wear jeans until I got to college. And I just, my body kind of, you know. I mean, I had one pair of jeans that fit in high school. It was Guess. They were Guess jeans. They just so happened to be Guess jeans. Mm-hmm. And I wore them the hell out. I mean, I wore them out. But then when I got to college, jeans started to fit better. And I guess because maybe my gut got bigger. And so the waist.
Caught up with the thighage.
We got a problem here. Yoko, the architect, is here, and
why is that a problem?
Because Johnny Monitor is in her seat.
Oh, we can take care of that.
Take care of Johnny Monitor. He's a guest on the show. Thank God Matt's here, because I've been putting that off for about 6 weeks.
It will not move from that spot on the floor for another month, I am sure.
Oh, wait. We got to get her a real microphone. All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. We'll get her a real microphone.
So you're still dressed up in your work attire today,
you
huh?
can join the conversation. We're trying to identify.
Well, wait a second. First of all, I've been upstairs reading Newsweek and hearing you guys because you're so loud.
Probably me.
I've heard talks of Irv's thighs.
That was the best topic.
Me being Lilu from the Fifth Element.
Exactly.
Hot. Coca-Cola. Are you guys discussing anything related to computers today?
Yeah, we discussed a little bit during the beginning.
Okay.
You missed that part.
All right, just checking.
We're trying to identify all the, what do we call them? Brand names that are commonly used, like Kleenex, Q-tip, you know, you like use it for anything. Like when you get
Xerox.
Xerox, all that stuff. So we're down to the end and we can't think of any more.
Came up with Levi's.
Came up with Levi's.
Close with.
We gave Ziploc the nod because, you know, that was a brand.
Everybody has Ziploc.
You know, everybody uses that. But we're kind of at the short end of the list here. We're kind of running out. What do you got? Anything? What about, is there female stuff that's
Yeah,
like?
I was just thinking about tampons. It's funny that you mentioned that. But no, I don't think.
No Tampax?
Tampax is really not what we said.
Not
no.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, hold on a sec. I got to see my
is
levels.
Bra a
no, bra is actually just a non-branded
little
Playtex. Term.
Would you ever call it, no, you wouldn't call it
no.
Playtex probably.
No.
Yo, hand me a Playtex.
No. I really...
Does Victoria's Secret have any, like...
Teflon?
You know? Oh, well, yeah, Teflon's a good one. Because that's used for any nonstick pan. And the advertisements for any other nonstick pan never say Teflon unless it's really Teflon.
Well, Teflon
right.
is
But you always
DuPont.
Say, give me that, yeah, mm-hmm. give me that Teflon pan.
Being from Midland, right?
That's oh, right.
Is that DuPont?
No.
Well,
yeah,
Dow Chemical is in Dow Chemical and Dow Corning are in Midland.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Oh, okay.
But DuPont actually, no, it was Owens Corning and Dow Chemical. That's Dow Corning. I don't think DuPont's actually related to any of those okay. companies.
What about Windex? Yeah. Grab me the Windex. Could be this the glass cleaner from Kmart.
No,
Windex is
we
good.
Always call it Windex. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we'll try this one.
So I got overwhelmed with political issues.
You gave us these.
Yeah, I did.
That sounds like fun. What's the political issue?
Oh, I was just reading all about Barack Obama and the medical system in the United States and how we're all, like, dying more than we should.
We're not all dying. We're all killing ourselves. Mass suicide.
Yeah, right. By Popeye's the, chicken, which is another thing
by
I heard
chicken.
From.
Yeah, we were talking about... here we go. Original or crispy?
It looks like...
Yoko. Original or crispy?
Okay. I don't eat chicken.
You don't eat chicken?
Don't eat chicken.
What no. are you, weird?
She likes the Wendy's fish sandwich.
I have had that.
Everybody likes the Wendy's fish sandwich.
Yeah, what are you, weird? You're asking me that, Dork Almighty?
I got to be able to ask somebody that.
Somebody. Well, I was actually a vegetarian for about 10 years, so.
Really?
And so you've taken up the beef, but
No, I don't.
The chicken, so to speak.
Oh, God.
She takes up the beef good.
I take the Vienna sausage now.
Little smokies.
No, I don't eat beef either, or pork. Or
you guys are married, so.
Yeah.
Yoko's always a good addition to the crew.
Absolutely.
She sure is.
No, I only eat fish, so.
Okay.
But I did grow up eating chicken, and I think at the time I did prefer the extra crispy.
Really?
I did.
All right. So you're the only one, Dan.
It's all right.
You're original?
Yeah. Island of original.
Mm. I'm kind of with Irv here, you know. Extra crispy definitely to go. Every now and again, if you're eating there, you know, you have the original, whatever.
Oh, gosh, that's really awfully specific,
well,
you guys.
You know.
I'm a big fan of the coleslaw at KFC.
Well.
Yeah, I remember that being good. It's been literally years and years and years. I have no idea what it's like anymore. But
you're not missing a whole lot. But
yeah, I remember.
Girl, you ain't missing a thing.
I'm in love with you, girl.
No, that was from Jack and Diane.
Oh, see?
Stupid ass.
Now that's,
you're the one who liked that fucking
song. I can get behind. Like, you just,
I think
you
we're
going to
play
girl.
That song in the band, actually.
Are you really?
No.
Hey, is MP3 yep. a proprietary?
MP3? That might be.
Is
one.
It proprietary?
I don't know.
I mean, it is what it is, but I mean, even if
that was the Fraunhofer
Codec,
right?
I'm saying that you might call like tunes in your iPod. You're not going to call them AACs.
Yeah, that's
you call
true.
Them MP3s.
You still call them MP3s.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Touche.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah. What about did IBM become ubiquitous for a while?
The PC.
Where all PCs were...
A PC.
A PC was a PC, and it was IBM.
Here's the grunkle.
I would consider that it's still...
Maybe.
Grunkle, anyone?
What the...
The what?
Okay, now you're showing pictures.
Share this away.
You can't, you can't do a pictures around. On a radio show, you dumbass.
All right, well, what we were talking about the YWOW is Pundo3000.com. They are comparing pictures of food on its packaging to what it actually looks like when you cook it. And here's the grunkle.
That
looks
is,
like my toilet
oh
bowl.
Oh my God. It's like a wiener in diarrhea.
Yeah. Isn't that hot?
And it's supposed to be like a gorgeous kielbasa.
It looks like a glistening kielbasa floating on a fluffy pile of kale. And heavenly chunks of potato, and instead, Dory's exactly right. I mean, it looks like
a toilet bowl.
It looks like scat porn.
It looks like scat bowl.
I mean, even the plate
I'm a little
looks like
afraid
a toilet.
That you know what that looks like.
I think you showed it to me on this show, you freaks.
Wasn't she the one that brought us lemon party?
I thought she brought us two cups in one.
No, I did not
two
bring
girls,
anything.
One cup.
Yeah, I did see some awful things I don't want to talk about ever again.
That was an awful night.
That was a great night. Nice. One of the best.
It was one of the best.
One of the best. A little hard to listen to, but man, was it fun.
It's all about us. It's
so should we devote
listeners.
The last 5 minutes to political talk?
Are we in the last 5 minutes already?
It's 8:55.
Local or national?
No. The show doesn't end until this laptop shuts off from lack of battery
that's what
life.
We did last
something
time.
Somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes.
Okay.
Excellent.
This is the official timer of the show now. Because when this laptop cuts off, we wrap up.
So what do you think about the gaffe about the sniper fire?
The gaffe about the sniper
Clinton.
Fire?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I missed that. I saw something going on. Oh, this is a good one for Dory. Real quick, though. This would be the...
Is this more diarrheable?
The herring in Irisenth cream. So, look.
God.
So, look. You get this nice herring
okay.
in a beautiful cream sauce.
Oh,
dude.
Wow.
I'm not looking at
it's
stuff you show us
it's supposed to be like
again.
A nice, bright orange and lightly
it looks
seasoned...
Like
yeah, filet, and
but it's an infection instead.
No, it looks like a washed up corpse.
Actually, Dory, we called it three herring, one can.
Oh my god! It looks like the tongues floating in Velveeta.
Well, how about this,
a cow
man?
Tongue.
Stuffed
cow tongue
stuffed okay. peppers.
Not that I've ever had it.
Look at these beautiful stuffed peppers.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Hello.
Oh.
Now it just looks like ball sacks.
It just looks like a pool of placenta.
Not even the ball
anyway.
Sacks.
You know, Dory, you might not want to put your seal on this as the YWOW of the week, which is where we've positioned this.
Well, you know, It's amusing. I'll go with it.
Okay.
It's got my seal of approval.
What about what about the Tibetans wanting the world to boycott the China, the, wait, the Beijing games?
What's going on there?
Well, that's China is crazy. But wait, go back to the sniper thing.
So Hillary said has said several times that when she went to Bosnia, that she was under sniper fire when she got off the plane. Well, some people went back and looked at the actual news footage and saw that she was hanging out with a bunch of school kids walking down the tarmac and was never in any danger, was never in any rush to get from the plane into her armored car.
Well, that doesn't mean she wasn't under sniper fire.
She was using
kids as
shields.
She's just
cool
under pressure, dog.
She's surrounding herself with children.
That would have been a good way to go.
Human shields, human shields.
I'll tell you what, she does lack the Barack's talent at spinning appropriate,
she does.
Know, appropriately so that she benefits. She just does not have that talent.
I'm against the monarchy.
The Clinton
I think
monarchy.
Hillary could possibly make a good president, mm-hmm. but because she is a Clinton,
I don't want to do the monarchy thing. I love Barack.
Yeah, Barack is good, too.
I don't see him as being as conniving
Barack, so.
As you just depicted him.
I'm afraid he'll be paralyzed, though.
Like, I have
there,
to really
there won't
agree.
Be enough people to actually do work. That his ideas are fantastic, and I really like him, too, but I'm not sure how many people will get behind him, you know.
Why? Who do you think would fight him?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there would be so much as open fighting as just reticence to doing work.
I have to
things
agree with
get,
my
you know,
mother-in-law.
Get hung up in Congress
oh,
for
Jesus.
Months. And
believe it or not.
You mean just because it'd be business
just
as usual.
Just because it'd be business. Yeah, exactly.
Believe it or not, I have to agree with my mother-in-law.
Do you ever agree with your mother-in-law?
Given the last 8 years, I would be happy just listening to Barack Obama for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
regardless of the results.
I think that no matter who's elected, the next president will only be 4 years.
No way.
I think the economy's going to tank in the next year, big time.
If it's Obama, he goes 8.
You think so?
For sure. If it's McCain, he goes 4.
That's because he's going to die in year 3.
Well, we got Reagan for, you know, on
McCain
his
McCain goes
before
4
he
because
Alzheimer's,
things
so.
Just continue to get worse and he's thrown out of office.
Maybe.
Obama runs again and destroys
but
him.
What's Obama going to do that's really all that different from McCain? I mean, they're both going to keep troops
nothing,
in Iraq.
Nothing, but McCain, Obama's going to be talking about... He's going to be framing it. McCain's going to be like, we have to stay. We're getting the job done. This is great, you know.
Let's stay forever.
Let's stay for 100 years.
100 years.
As he said.
You know, that's a good point. I'm starting to think that I would rather...
What can Obama
hear
do about
somebody's
it?
Whose actions match what they're saying. I'm not sure that Barack's going to be able to deliver on his actions.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's gonna, probably going to try.
I mean, deliver on
his, the question
his speeches.
If it's a Democratic Congress and he's president, they actually might be able to. Unless the Republicans
maybe.
Sit there and filibuster every single attempt
and
to
that's,
stop the
and
war.
And that's what I'm saying.
Which they might.
Which they may.
Well,
but
maybe they will, but the American people probably
we don't
won't
get
put
a fucking say. What the hell are you talking about?
Wait a second, wait a second, wait a second, wait a second, wait a second. Wait. If Barack actually wins the primary, I think that it proves that the American people are getting a say because he's not the old machine. He's not old money, and he's not married or fucking or having been born from the loins of any previous president. So it's like...
That still amazes me that so many people care
right.
about that crap. Who gives a crap?
But what
like this whole Spitzer thing.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about corruption sexual. I'm saying Hillary fucked the last president. George Bush
maybe.
Was the
whatever.
Son of the previous president before that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It came out all right.
I'd like to see someone who's not already entrenched... rise up through a grassroots effort, which is what Barack
which
is doing.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
I think that will be very heartening to the whole country that, oh my God, you vote and it actually fucking matters. Holy shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he does get the nod for the primary, and I think he will, quite honestly.
I really hope
yeah,
to God
really
he does.
I really do think he will. That the election itself will be under
bloody.
Incredible scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's going to be close.
It's possible that the electoral college vote will go one way. And the popular vote will go the other way, and we're going to be back in that old... Because
well,
that's what happened with W on his second term.
Abolish the Electoral College.
No, on the first one.
Yeah.
He probably won the second one outright.
Mm-hmm. Well, first one, yeah. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
He probably actually beat
that.
Kerry.
I think he beat Kerry. He did not beat Gore.
He did not beat Gore.
But the thing, though, is that McCain used to have integrity. It's like now... He's basically bending over and getting it up the ass from the religious right and, like, is completely forsaken.
I have a problem with that.
He's completely forsaken all of his past positions with them. I mean, he used to be pro-choice. Now he's not.
He called Robertson and Falwell agents of intolerance.
And now he says they're fine.
He completely went back on it. He said, no.
No, I never said that. Yeah.
Did he say they're great guys?
Well, no, pretty much.
I think McCain could possibly be a good president.
I think
now he's just pandering to the right.
Well, yeah, but pandering to the right is a lack of integrity. I mean, that's someone that's going to... What else is he going to bullshit his way through?
Right. He doesn't have to do that now. He's going to be the nominee.
Right.
He shouldn't have done it at all.
But he's worried about the religious freaks staying home on the election day. That's what he's worrying. Yeah.
I think that he would pander to them and then stay true to his causes.
Maybe
when the time came
you trust him enough to do that?
I think I do.
He's a double agent.
You can't sleep with the devil.
He's a double agent.
I don't know.
Well, what's honorable about what you just suggested?
Nothing is honorable about
that. There's just no honor among thieves. You just don't know what they're going to do. I mean,
you're exactly right.
He could turn out to be like what the hell was it? Burger? Is that his name? Warren Burger. Supreme Court Justice, the conservative that Reagan. Nixon put him on the court, and he churned out liberal decision after liberal decision after liberal decision once he got onto the Supreme Court, like just the biggest shock ever.
I guess true colors came out.
He just got into that position, and he realized, you know what?
McCain has been railed for being not conservative enough ever since he became a front runner, and he has been kissing their asses ever since, and it's just a little bit frightening. And I'm wondering what kind of rabbit the Republicans are going to pull out of the hat to get all the crazies up and out on voting day.
Right.
October.
Well, I mean, they already did the whole gay marriage thing, so what are they going to do next?
Well, you have to imagine that some of the religious right are going to come out just to vote against the Democrats.
Well, a lot of them have threatened to stay home. When McCain got the nomination, a lot of them also decided they wanted to splinter off and create their own party too.
I wish they would.
We need more parties.
That's the most interesting.
We definitely need more parties.
That would be.
Why don't
they
just come out and call it the Jesus Party and be done with it?
There you go.
Just come out and call it the Christian Party and be done with it. Then they could all just get behind that and be marginalized, and that would.
That's the problem.
The reason you cannot do that. Is because the separation of church and state is written down into
for how much longer? Really, I mean, it's getting bad. I mean, hopefully, this whole Bush backlash of the past 8 years will be kind of corrected in the next 8. But
well, I hope so too. But in order for that party to actually be created, it would have to pass constitutional and legal.
Well, they could say that
they
want to rule within the eyes of God. And they could follow those policies.
That is a clear application.
You're using logic.
There's nothing preventing them from forming a political party based on Christian ideals.
An
agenda.
They can form a political action committee, but they could not form a political party.
Of course they could.
Why not?
Of course they could.
I think that would easily be challenged.
But guess what? Guess what, Matt? If they passed laws that were clearly of a religious nature, the laws would get challenged. All the way to the Supreme Court.
Oh, like the gay marriage law? That's a totally religious law, and they managed to pass it. I mean, there is no separation of church and state right now.
I don't know that that's a totally religious law.
I think the anti-gay marriage laws, that these things that have been going around the states, like we passed one here in Ohio.
Those are state issues, though. Not federal ones.
But it brings out the Republicans.
It does. Well, it does.
It does, but I'm saying, is the separation of church and state just a federal thing?
Yeah,
are you saying that
it's not passed on federal?
The states can be. You can have church down.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's separation of church and state.
Is it
all the way down to the city?
Oh
level.
No, you're right. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize. I'm bad.
So,
my bad.
But I'm saying that they've successfully passed religious laws, and they have throughout the country's history.
But you can only have them struck down if file a lawsuit and make it all the way to the Supreme Court or whatever. It says, hey, this is unconstitutional. You have to actually go through the whole process to get it.
But see, now
actually be really interesting if we did that.
Well, it's happened a couple times, but that would be a checks and balances, and that's equivalent of what radical judges that are out of control and need to be shot and shackled.
Hey, let's take this moment to take a quick break, and I want to tell you about a post on The Consumerist about a guy who went to Micro Center and tried to buy $3 worth of thermal adhesive, the thermal paste.
Yeah.
And they offered him a replacement service plan. on him. The cashier, the computer came up and it was told to offer him.
Are we changing gears?
A replacement why service.
I think we were spiraling down into a K-hole.
Why are you doing this?
Because I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore. Because we don't know anything about it. We're over here just doing bald face conjecture.
So what?
You're over here.
This
talking
is our radio
about,
show.
This is a fucking opinion show.
You're fucking over there saying that.
You're fucking.
You're trying to prevent. You're trying to prevent.
Wow. I thought
I felt
their
right
something.
To assemble. Basically, I think their right to form a political party based on religious.
I don't think any
reasoning.
Of us knows particularly,
their,
but
right
it,
of
it does not make sense. Right.
That makes
it logical
sense.
Freedom of assembly, fucker.
That does.
But Matt has a point.
Assembly.
I don't think any of us really know the truth.
Right. So we're conjecturing.
We have
so
good
what?
Ideas.
That was my point.
But can you say beyond a doubt that, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in constitutional law, much less
well,
the auspices of forming a political party haven't happened since when was the Democratic and Republican parties enacted?
We should be Whigs.
We should.
We
no.
should.
What do you guys think of what's his name?
We need, you know what?
Ron Paul?
No, not Ron Paul. The Consumer Reports guy.
She's changed gears on us, too.
Yeah,
what
the
hell?
The dark horse candidate that's coming out again.
Bloomberg?
Not Bloomberg.
Greenbaumberg?
He's the one that came out during the Clinton, I'm sorry, the Gore-Bush election.
Oh. Ross Perot?
No.
Not Ross Perot. Ross
not
Perot.
Alan Keyes.
Ross Perot, the second generation.
The
who is
it?
That guy?
What?
He's the guy that...
The Green Party.
Oh, Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader.
Oh, thank you.
Nader.
The guy who cost us...
the election.
The
I
election in the Gore's
yeah.
election.
He's coming back out again.
A little bit late. Nobody's going to vote for that dickweed.
Hopefully.
Maybe he's an agent of the Republicans.
He is. They've donated over 100,000.
I've seen that. I've also read a bunch of stuff about Ohio voters that are Republicans.
That voted for Hillary?
They voted for
yeah,
Hillary.
Yeah, I know someone that
yep.
did that.
Really?
Yep.
Really? I think it's a brilliant idea on their part.
They also say that like 100,000 voters in Texas's primary were Republicans voting for Hillary, mm-hmm. and she only won by she that basically was more than her margin of victory. Like she would have not won
yeah,
if it hadn't
not.
Been
really?
For them. Yeah,
she's still gonna lose.
You know,
if
I,
she was to go against McCain, she would lose.
She's gonna
I
lose
would vote
to
for McCain
Obama
over Hillary.
First of all,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Are you sure that's what the
I
last
think a
polls
lot
showed?
Of people
thought,
feel that way.
Was it? I thought it was pretty close still.
What's that?
Like it was it McCain over Hillary, maybe like 46% versus 42% or something like that.
I don't know.
The political talk show continues. Irv.
Yes.
Is there anything dork-worthy?
I tried. I tried to talk about Microcenter, but no.
Heat tape?
We don't
want to
talk about
a warranty policy? That's ridiculous.
Fuck you, people.
So who supports net neutrality out of the three candidates that are in the running now?
Take a wild fucking guess.
I'm going to say Brock is for net neutrality.
Yeah.
What the hell is net neutrality?
Oh, we got a technical subject related to politics. So
net neutrality.
Matt, you go with this. You're going to be better explaining it than
you
I am.
You don't fucking know what it is.
I know Jesus. The basics.
I don't know what it is either.
What is?
So
what
see,
is net
step.
Neutrality?
All right, so...
Wrong.
So net neutrality
it's
is...
It's people!
They want to charge...
it's tubes.
They want to make the internet a tiered structure. So the people at the top pay more, and they get more service, i.e. bandwidth. And the people further down the chain that would get equal service today wouldn't get that same level of service bandwidth later down the road.
Because therefore, they're black?
It could be. Or because they're small shows like Dial-A-Dork. Why should Dial-A-Dork.com get as much traffic as MSNBC.com? Especially if MSNBC is going to pay $1 trillion and we're paying $39.95 a month for our shitty website.
So you're saying that they would get a better bandwidth.
Right.
And so the idea of net neutrality is that everyone gets equal bandwidth.
Right. Precisely.
And it's kind of more than that. It's that
I knew Matt would have
you pay for the bandwidth that you use. Instead of it being, you know, one tier of service, say music downloads can be segregated at the, you know, at that network level. And they get priority over, or TV shows over the internet get priority over any other traffic. Well, who's to say whose traffic is the most important? The bill,
almighty dollar.
The almighty dollar should. What the bill says is that the companies can make those decisions on
she's
the consumer's
turning into
behalf.
A dragon.
And
the idea of net neutrality that the money talks instead of executives?
Yes. Yeah.
Why can't it just be egalitarian and like? All equal.
Well, a lot of people
isn't
say
that, the way
that
it, is now?
It should actually fall under common carrier rules, which is, you know, what phone companies have to do, in that they have to provide wholesale pricing to competing and companies. You know, people who nobody owns the last mile, right? Other than the company who actually put up the phone lines. But you can have AT&T service, even though back in the day I think it was Ameritech who laid all the lines here in Cleveland, and is owned by SBC now. There's regulations that cover that interaction so that you have to play fair and have a level playing field for any company to compete. If you were to, if the internet were to be dominated by, well, imagine if the internet was dominated by CNN or MSNBC and their
content, or Al Jazeera,
and their content always took precedent over anything else you wanted to do.
So you're saying that every other website would just be slower.
Exactly. Your more level of service would diminish. Mm-hmm.
But all the stuff that I'm interested in is small time website hosting,
which means you'd be fucked. You'd be back to dial up
speeds.
We
all would be fucked, because unless we wanted to watch, you know, the network TV shows.
But that's what they're saying is gonna, you know, they're like, the corporations should have the most say because they have the most money. And what we're saying is no, they shouldn't.
Well, I thought you just said though that you should be able to buy
it. The consumer should make the decision, not the company.
Okay, so we could decide how fast different websites came in?
No,
they should all be the
same.
So you can vote that as an option for yourself, or you could vote, you know, so it's like getting cable TV versus airwave TV.
Yeah. I don't even know if they would give you that option to vote for yourself.
I'm talking about voting for your own website. I'm saying vote for your service. Like, you could choose.
Right, I don't think you would get that option. Maybe you would.
Well, now I'm really confused. I thought that that's what we want, right? Is that we want to be able to have that choice?
We want an equal tube for everybody to pull their stuff through.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Okay.
The only stuff that would slow it down is the servers and your computer on each end.
Right.
Whatever level of service you pay for to get onto the internet.
Net neutrality is for that position.
Where everyone's equal access. And I see. So there's the two schools of thought of someone with a big job decides what happens, or someone with the most money decides what happens. So those are the two options they're debating over, and we're saying fuck you all. We just want it to be equal.
Right.
I'm all for fuck you all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is
behind it. Yeah. I don't think everybody is.
I think 95% of consumers are.
I think consumers are, but the people who have the money to pay the political action committees are the ones who
are fighting this fight.
Yeah,
are fighting this fight over the almighty dollar versus Big Brother. Mm-hmm.
So I know that Barack is on the side of net neutrality. I don't know where John McCain stands, or maybe
Hillary
you can tell us.
Is as well.
I'm sure John McCain is on the stance of money, because he's a Republican.
So? He hasn't come out that way all
Google.
The time, though.
What
I don't
Google
know. I don't, Republicans
what
seem to be ruled by the mighty dollar. It's just been what I've seen lately.
I'm sure I'll find the facts.
Because market economies. If the market will dictate, let the market do it. I can just see them arguing that.
Or what's the other big one?
I don't know. I think we've kind of gotten away from government actually providing, you know, utility-type infrastructure items, which I think in the long run is hurting us.
McCain opposes net neutrality.
Governments used to provide utilities as power and consumable fuels like gas, right? And all those were public utilities at one point in time, and they've since been privatized.
They privatized them.
McCain takes the typical Republican stance on net neutrality, which is there should be as little government regulation of broadband as possible. The market should be allowed to solve the net neutrality issue. Quote, when you control the pipe, you should be able to get profit from your investment.
Money talks.
So what he's saying is
money
talks. I don't want, net neutrality is too much government in our lives. Let's let the businesses...
We need to discuss that, because what his statement says to me is that the backbone providers are the ones who, because they're the ones providing the service.
Right.
So if they want to make the most money and optimize their return, they charge the people who are, throwing the most content out more money. But they do that now. So just maintain the status quo.
If I want
Which
a 3 meg
no
down,
changes.
I'm paying big bucks for it.
Right.
If you want what?
If I want 3 meg down, I'm going to pay big bucks for it.
3 meg down?
Yeah. Yo. Maybe about 3 meg down.
Dude,
Google and doing a terabyte bandwidth a month, they're paying a terabyte's bill.
This is the worst rap song ever. If I have 3 meg down, I'm going to pay. I'm going to Google. What were you saying?
Bullshit, 192 down to 48. I got a DS3 in my pocket.
Well, we need to
regulate.
Prevent the what should have we have to prevent the content providers from dictating the terms of usage on the networks.
So you want the like people who control
CBS
the networks to control
my
everything.
TV traffic deserves higher priority right. than anybody else's traffic.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? If you leave it up to the almighty dollar, though, don't you think that CSM, like C-SPAN or whoever, CNN or whoever is putting out these big websites that want to have all the control, mm-hmm. don't you think they're going to go to the pipeline owners and say, I'm going to give you billions of dollars and you're going to make my site more important than anyone else's site. Deal? Okay, deal.
Well, that's what we're fighting against. What I'm saying is that...
But you say McCain is going to
let the consumer's dollar matter the most.
But
not the company's dollar.
But who... You said that if it's all about the market economy and profits and all that stuff, and it's the backbone owners who put up the lines that should be controlling everything...
They stand to make the most money by charging people by the usage.
Well, right. So they got the whole consumer economy to draw from. Mm-hmm. But if they get this big sweaty wad of cash from some sort mm-hmm. of site, mm-hmm. don't you think they're going to be persuaded?
Uh-oh!
I think it would be a short-sighted decision.
Hey, you long-winded fuckballs.
Why are you grumpy?
The show ended.
I'm not part of the
why
show.
Why am I grumpy? Because you guys have been talking nonstop, and I hate you. No, actually, I'm just kidding.
We've
I'm
been
not
pontificating.
I'm not grumpy.
Kent, this is God.
How do you feel about
Kent.
Neutrality, Irv?
I don't know. How's that?
I have some qualms about it as well.
As long as
why shouldn't the person that's going to pay the most for it get what they want? If I'm CBS and I'm willing to pay $1 trillion,
because what I want to know is what happens
nice
to
out.
What happens to the rest of us? You don't have, so and so doesn't can't pay the highway administration money to get a better lane for their trucks. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You might have to treat the internet a little bit like the highway system, which is neutral for all. Everybody gets on, has the same opportunity to use the highway, whether you're transporting important, doing important commerce, or just
a startup
driving
company.
To go buy some weed. Right. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Two letters and a word. Easy Pass.
What? Easy? Mm-hmm. Easy pass
is coming
not,
to Ohio.
That's available to everyone.
Yes, it is. But suddenly, not only is the government paying for the roads, but you're also paying a fee on top of that to get superior service.
Well, toll roads. Hello, we've been doing
right.
that forever.
In other words,
everybody has to pay the toll.
But the government doesn't own toll roads, Dan. Private companies own toll roads. That's
no, not,
why,
not, not.
But I think
some,
the government
like
subsidizes
Ohio owns
quite a bit
its
of
toll
them.
Road. But Indiana,
I-80 was sold.
Didn't yeah, they just sold it for
oh,
profit.
They did.
Yeah.
Did they do it, or they were just talking about it?
No, they
I think
sold
they did it.
It was the dumbest mm-hmm. thing I've ever heard.
Sold it for $8 billion now, so they can
so
lose $50 billion over the next 20 years.
Exactly. It's the most short-sighted decision I've ever.
I should be in government.
What I'm saying, though, is that...
we're all too smart to be in government.
The internet probably has to be treated like the highway, and MSNBC is just going to have to,
right.
use it just the way the rest of us do. If you marginalize people who can't pay big bucks, and I think what really makes the internet such a rich and interesting place will be, it will be threatened. So I'm not ready to... I'm not ready to see... net neutrality go away, put mm-hmm. it that way.
Right. The variety of the ecosystem
I'm on that
helps
side too.
The market economy,
see,
in my
this
opinion.
Discussion is done. If you had just asked me what I thought half an hour ago, we could have been on to, things at Micro Center and stuff.
Our illustrious
and
MC
the fit of your jeans.
Pontificates.
The fit of my jeans. Well, you,
around
did you
my
hear
package.
What I was saying about my jeans?
You and your thighs.
They're too tight in my package.
My. That's right. I couldn't wear jeans... until I got to college, because my balls...
You'd have male
couldn't
camel
finally
toe.
Dropped?
Thighs,
my balls
right?
finally dropped.
Excellent.
What is male camel toe called?
Disgusting.
Other than disgusting.
Ball wide?
I saw a rear camel toe the other day.
Oh.
A girl on 117th.
Oh.
A rear camel toe?
She was walking away, and she had a camel toe in the back.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
So she must have been really skinny, because that's normally called a wedgie.
It was like a wedgie with camel toe. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
She was not skinny whatsoever.
Was her front butt hanging down?
I couldn't see.
A picture or a schematic or something. I
had
a hard time visualizing.
Can we get an architectural drawing on that?
Dory, bust out AutoCAD. Let's go. Let's do this.
What are those curves called? The arch curves?
What?
Parabolas?
No, there was another name for the curve that Jesus, centenary? Man. Centenary. No?
Centenary?
No.
Sedentary.
That's what this girl
fuck
was.
Incontinent.
Fendroid? What?
Incontinary.
Keystone. Light.
Centenary?
There was an architectural
Centurion
name for the arches.
Celluloid.
Like, that they would have built for aqueducts and stuff
the
like
Roman
that.
Arch?
Oh.
Come on, she's got it.
Oh,
her brain's working.
Arcade is usually what that's called.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
The really? Arches aren't called
colonnade,
something? Something?
Vaults? I don't know. There's a lot of different. Yeah.
What's the name of the...
Fuck off.
fuck you!
No, what are the names of the...
The Scottish martial arts!
What are the names of the bad guys in Battlestar Galactica?
Fuck you!
No!
The Cylons, you
Cylons
bitch!
Cylons! is it Cylon?
I'm trying to think of what the hell you're thinking of.
All right. This show is over.
This show was good.
This was a good show.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to listen to us, but I had fun.
I'm sure you two enjoyed it.
Oh.
Should I
we got a word
down
in on the edge of Irv.
Oh, come on. Dory, would you... Dory, please don't react that way.
Irv too, is doing this for dramatic effect.
Please
He's
don't react that way. Please don't react that way. Okay? I love having you down here on the show.
All right,
we all
right. You've been yelling at me all day. I'm done.
Have you been yelling at your wife all day?
I yelled at Dory a little bit today.
I can't wait to be married.
Tonight on Dr. Phil, the story of two dorks. And their marriage.
Right. Anyway, thanks very much. Thanks very much for picking up your microphone.
We didn't do the tech down or the tech showdown or the.
We didn't have a tech down. I didn't get into any arguments this week.
No.
You're not doing your job then.
Yeah, not being belligerent enough. All right. So, thanks very much for listening. Thank everyone for coming.
Should we endorse a political candidate and tell all of our listeners to vote that way?
I'm going to say that we should all vote for...
Ralph Nader.
No.
Stewie.
Fuck Nader.
Stewie? Stewie Griffin. Stuart Griffin. Stuart Griffin.
Right in Stewie Griffin.
Stewie Griffin.
Oh, that's brilliant, you idiots. What the hell are you talking about?
Drew Curtis. Drew Curtis for president.
Yeah. I don't know what, you know...
No, I hate Fark, actually. Who?
Who the hell's that?
Dig. Well, Dig is good, but I don't like Fark anymore because headlines are too stupid.
The quality of submission has fallen significantly.
No, the headlines suck balls. It's the same thing every time.
Right, that's
blah,
what
blah,
I mean.
Blah,
the quality.
Hilarity ensues. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. Jailarity ensues.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I've seen melons like these since the Spanish guy fucked a cow with an elephant. Hilarity ensues. You know, it's stupid.
Dude, that was good.
That was actually really good.
That was your best work tonight, I think.
Okay. Dory, yes, that microphone does not have an off switch. Quit looking for it. She's like, I'm done talking. She starts turning the microphone like it. She's done it like four times. And then she's just going to sit there waiting for some opportunity to say something.
I think problem with Dig now is that too many people are...
Well, could it be any more...
Post-bombing Obama.
Post-bombing?
I would just make that term up myself.
Post-Obaming?
Post-Obaming.
That's pretty good.
You know, that's what he's going to do.
Anti-Hillary, pro-Obama.
If he's president and we get attacked, the terrorists can prepare for an Obaming.
Where are you going, Dory? Get your butt back down here.
Ugh. You know, you know, Barack Obama, I mean, he's Irish, right?
He's
clearly.
He's from the Obama clan. Or the MacBama. Barack MacBama.
I think I saw him in Braveheart, actually.
Yeah, I think his face
freedom!
With Barack MacBama.
All right, good night, folks.
All right, good night. Yeah. Join us again next week. Yeah, right. Maybe.
When's April Fool's Day? Is that Tuesday?
Is it Tuesday?
Whoa.
Possible April. Actually, what we'll do is we'll announce a show and we won't do it.
Which is good because I think there's dinner in Little Italy that
week. Next
week
we're definitely doing a show next week for sure. Count on it. Bet money on it. We're doing a show on April Fool's Day for sure. And email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Visit us at www.dial-a-dork.com. Go to cafepress.com/dialdork. No, I guess. And anybody else? Anything else? Anyone? Go Bama? Barack McBama?
Dude, you gotta use your mic when you say shit like that.
Bye-bye.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.